There's often a few minutes as people are coming in, and this is an excellent opportunity to set up your meditation posture, to realize if you're desperately short of one cushion and you need to go and get another one. Now's the last chance to do it. But also to kind of feel your way in to a supportive posture. So that's something you can be doing just in your own body as people arrive. So it's good to have these three aspects of supportive posture in place. You want a good stable base. So make sure your knees are on the mat. We want a quality of balance, and that's principally in the way the weight of the torso is balanced on the sitting bones. So the sitting bones are in contact with the cushion, and the weight of the upper body of the torso is balanced. So you can experiment, you know, trying to lean forwards, trying to lean back, lean to one side and the other. Somewhere in the middle there's going to be that quality of balance. And finally, and particularly significant for all the Brahma Viharas practices, we want an open and undefended posture. Yeah? So you often see people kind of sitting like that, maybe probably with their legs crossed as well, you know, their arms folded and their head down. Sort of thing. That's quite a defended posture. So for an open posture, the first requirement is to ensure that the weight of your hands is supported, so you've got something to rest your hands on. Because if you haven't, the weight of the arms is going to pull the shoulders in, and then your back will hunch and you'll start closing off. If you have supported the weight of your hands and the weight of your arms, then it's quite possible for the shoulders to relax down the back. Yeah, so they're not relaxing forwards, they're relaxing shoulder blades down the back. And then the chest relaxes into an open posture. Okay. So it takes a bit of setting up, but once the posture is in place, you can relax into it. Okay. So there's a difference. This is relaxing out of it. And this is relaxing into it. So that's a really supportive way into meditation, because there's a parallel in the mind. In the practice, we have this sort of twofold action of establishing the practice, establishing the center of attention, establishing the awareness, and then relaxing into it. Okay. All right, so I'm going to lead through a Karana Bhavana. And the other thing that's useful to do at this stage in any of the Brahma Viharas is to choose your people. So the Karana Bhavana starts with self-metta, and then we bring to mind someone who's in difficulty, someone who's suffering, someone who's experiencing misfortune. So bring to mind someone that you could use in that stage. And then we go on to friend, neutral person, difficult person, and then opening out. So there's six stages. They're going to be pretty short. Take the short stages as something you're just flowing through. You're relaxing into it and then flowing through, moving on to the next stage, relaxing into that one, flowing through. So in an unhurried, uncluttered sort of way. And we'll be practicing for about 35 to 40 minutes with six stages. So that's this is where, as someone who's leading practice, I have to do a bit of maths. 6 minutes a stage, I think. Okay. So the first stage is a stage of self-metta. And we can practice that by bringing a sensitive presence, kindly awareness to whatever's present in our experience. So whatever's there is welcome. Nothing's a distraction. Everything is just another experience that we're being present with, sensitively and kindly. Practice begins with turning the attention towards whatever's current, prominent in our experience, with a sensitive presence and kindly awareness. And this is how we begin and establish the practice. And when that's in place, we're relaxing into it. And just as we relax into an open posture, we're relaxing into an open awareness. And as we relax into this sensitive, kindly awareness, this empathic quality of being present with our experience, that is self-metta. And just noticing the quality of that sense of metta. Picking up the lived experience unique signature of metta. Noticing how this quality of metta responds. We're not trying to construct or fabricate or contrive any particular response. We're just noticing what happens when metta meets this awareness of a person in difficulty. Having noticed this response, having it centered in our attention, we can relax into it. And as we relax into it, we can notice unique experiential texture of this response of metta to difficulty, which is karana in our experience. As karana, not as an idea, but as a lived experience. Bring to mind a good friend and recognizing that they, like everyone, cannot avoid experiencing suffering at times. Suffering is woven into the texture of human experience for all of us. And bringing this quality of metta, of sensitive presence, of being with, of kindly awareness, to this particular understanding of our friend and the difficulties in their life. Now bringing to mind a neutral person. Someone with whom you have no particular connection. And yet you know, like everyone else, their human experience will be one in which pleasure and pain are woven in. Presence and inevitability of difficulty and suffering is integral to human experience. So bringing a sensitive presence and a kindly awareness to that recollection of this neutral person. If you find this stage challenging and difficult, and the mind slipping away from it, and bringing a sensitive, empathic presence to that difficulty, to that challenge, and recognizing that just as you experience difficulty, so do they. bring to mind someone you find particularly difficult. Again, just bringing this sensitive, empathic presence, this quality of kindly awareness, that is metta, to this awareness of a difficult person. Recognizing that the sorts of behavior that you find difficult probably stem from quite a painful experience. That people get angry because they feel hurt. And if you find reactivity in your own mind, recognizing the painful felt quality of that experience, the feeling tone of it. And bringing a sensitive, empathic presence to that. Recognizing that just as you find reactivity a painful thing to experience, so will they. beginning the last stage by bringing to mind all the people, friend, the neutral, the difficult person, and the person who is particularly experiencing misfortune, as well as yourself. Being with all of them equally, bringing a kindly awareness and a sensitive presence to this awareness of the common ground of suffering woven into human experience. As always, once that's in place, once that's present, relaxing into it. Letting go of the recollection of anyone in particular, so that this quality of a metaphor response to an awareness of our common ground of human experience woven in with difficulty and suffering. Felt a lived experience of Karuna. Can just suffuse and permeate our awareness. Which in itself has no boundary. So that the state of Karuna and awareness just radiates out. As tender and as intimate as a mother's love for her only child, but now unbounded. Relaxing into that openness, unboundedness, radiance. Self-surrender in call and response. May the merit gained.
May the merit gained.
In my acting thus.
In my acting thus.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
Personality throughout my existences.
My personality throughout my existences.
My possessions.
My possessions.
And my merit in all three ways.
And my merit in all three ways.
I give up without regard to myself.
I give up without regard to myself.
For the benefit of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
Just as the earth and other elements,
just as the earth and other elements,
are serviceable in many ways,
are serviceable in many ways,
to the infinite number of beings,
to the infinite number of beings,
inhabiting limitless space,
inhabiting limitless space,
so may I become,
so may I become,
that which maintains all beings.
That which maintains all beings.
Situated throughout space.
Situated throughout space.
So long as all have not attained.
So long as all have not attained.
To peace.
To peace.